This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's search term is
daddy.
Specifically gay daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, gay daddy.
And it's a very special episode because A, we're in LA, baby.
Woo-woo.
We're at the HeadGum headquarters, and also we have a guest.
Hi.
This is Philippe.
Hi.
He's a very good friend of mine. He's a resident expert on this genre. That's not true.
Yes.
I just made that up.
No.
Professional homosexual.
professional homosexual in West Hollywood.
Very true. And he wrote us a fabulous blurb.
Yes.
That we actually have to say word for word.
Okay,
so
go for it.
Laura's going to give it down.
Philippe is a theater kid with a motherfucking artist degree, MFA from Brown, and an Instagram account that's essentially porn already.
Yeah.
He moved to LA from New York 2 years ago. Go to work in Hollywood using a reel that included a tiny zombie film where he and Rachel almost had non-consensual relations in a prop house.
It's so true.
It was very upsetting.
But look at him now. Go stream his episode of Supernatural from earlier this month, still available on the CW website or app, where he plays a bisexual Medusa prostitute complete with a live snake. And when the new Veronica Mars comes out on Hulu this spring, spot Philippe in two of the episodes as Perry Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I can say because all other details remain under wraps. So that's him, plus assorted theater and being a big old basic gay in West Hollywood.
Aw, that's so me. Also, I wrote that last night. Hi.
Oh, you did an excellent job.
You did
we
that
immediately
correctly.
Got it. We were like, we have to read every single piece of this.
Yeah,
too good. It's brilliant.
Dude.
So thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
We're so excited to have you here.
Do you want us to plug any handles, like Instagram or?
My Instagram is just my name, at Philippe Bougin. Oddly spelled, but it's fine.
Great.
It's a great Instagram. I am inspired daily by it.
It's like too much
I'm inspired
effort.
To hit the gym, which I mostly. I don't often, but.
It's
not me in that direction.
It's full trash. I mean, like, it's full trash, but that's fine.
I love it.
Okay.
So we're talking about daddy. And this is a favorite term of mine. We've talked about this previously. I say it a lot during sex, which
we've had some people.
Yeah,
we had some pushback around that conversation
when
that episode came out.
Yeah, I was like, well, every girl says daddy in bed. And then a lot of people were like,
that's
no,
right.
They don't.
I was the first one of those people to say, what?
And then a lot
every
of men.
Every time.
And I was like, men love it. And then a lot of men were like, I don't love it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's like a huge thing for the gays.
Yeah,
it's everything. In fact, although the first time I said it to my husband, he was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
He wasn't.
Don't you dare.
Did you get there? Like, was this a progression or just it's not his thing?
No, we got there. The thing is, he's 8 years older than I am. So I think at that time, that
was
also
like, I'm not that much older.
He was like, how fucking dare you?
Yeah. I'm in my prime.
And he looks great.
Yeah. Oh, he does look great. But no, he was sort of mortified. But now it's like common parlance.
Yeah. Well, it's such a popular term. I feel like everyone now, like, you can call anyone a daddy, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
just daddy is a big thing.
Zaddy's a big thing.
But I wouldn't say it in bed. I just don't want to think about my dad while I'm fucking.
Right. Well, the thing is
that's
like,
my whole thing, as I just can't separate the two.
So let's break it down. A daddy doesn't really, and necessarily, it's never really representing your dad.
Oh, of course.
You know?
It's just what I can't disassociate.
Yeah. Unless it's your thing, which is fine. And, like, clearly, if you go to any porn website, it's a thing for people, is your dad or your, you know. But, it typically means an older man sexually involved in a relationship or wanting sex with a younger person. The age gap may differ, but, like, it usually is, like, you know, a more authoritative figure who knows a little bit more you know, about sex and has more experience. It's kind of like, you know, basically like it's a sub-dom relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sub-dom light.
Yeah, that was the vibe. Sub-dom light.
Yeah.
Sub-dom light. Yeah.
Diet sub-dom.
Exactly. And that's why I think I like it, because I'm, you know, I'm a bossy submissive. And so I guess that's why I say it all the time. And I do like
bossy,
older men.
Submissive.
I do like older men. And it started at a young age. Mm-hmm. You know, I really loved, like when I was younger, I wasn't like, oh, you know, anyone that's like appropriate for me to like Aaron Carter.
Yeah, no.
Like, is he like, older than us? What,
no,
how old
no,
is Aaron
I meant,
Carter?
I said I wasn't into Aaron Carter.
Oh,
I
got
meant,
it.
Like, I was more like Johnny Depp, you know, and he's like 15 right. years old.
Well, everybody so was into Johnny
that
Depp.
Tracks. You know? That's true, though.
Yeah, like, it totally yeah. does. And also I blame like David Duchovny in Californication,
yes.
you know,
sure.
like he was like my first, like I was like, oh, that's a fucking daddy. Like that's an older man who like, yeah. you know, has children, but like I still want to fuck him.
Woof, yes. Yeah.
Richard Gere.
Right.
Oh, I'm just naming dads now?
Daddy. Yeah. Yeah.
Daddies.
Well, this is also another favorite game of mine to play. Someone who could, like, believably play your father, but also someone that you want to, like, play your love interest.
Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, no, I...
Ooh.
Sorry.
Wait, who'd you say?
Wow,
Ralph Fiennes.
It came out, like, full... Ralph Fiennes. I mean, I don't know if he could believe
wow.
he play my dad, but like.
No, but I mean, just like age wise, you know.
Also, I'll come into your trailer.
Oh my God. Ralph Fiennes in The English Patient. I like.
Sweating.
My panties are wet.
Yeah.
And a lot of people watch that movie and they're like, he's a creep. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He like is he's desperately in love.
And he also puts in a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Like, that's 90% of what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Put in some fucking work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is Jeff Goldblum. Always and Forever.
Yeah.
And
kind of
you,
anybody from The Big Chill, if
yeah,
I'm honest.
Exactly. Anyone from The Big Chill. And if you follow his Instagram, he's fully just like taken on the daddy vibe.
Yeah.
Like he's like, yeah, people call me Zaddy and I don't
he
know
knows
why.
What he's working with.
And he's like, but I'm gonna go with this. It's working.
So yeah. he's also like fully well dressed at all points. So like
yes.
he's constantly wearing beautifully tailored suits and
he
there's
has
this
an
little
aesthetic.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a tiny little store in Hollywood that looks again like a warehouse and he's always going in and out of there with like thousands and thousands of dollars of suits, like, and then just getting into various cars. And I'm like, oh, he does that like twice a week.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
He just looks so damn good.
Oh,
cool.
He does.
Life.
He does. Yeah.
I kind of want his life as much as I want to bone him.
Right.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah.
Chill.
If I were a man, I think I would also be a daddy, you know?
Wait, why?
And like, that's just, I think if I were, yeah.
That's your personality.
Like, yeah. I would be like an older man that's like,
oh, cool.
you know, has
into
got
the
some
younger chicks,
big dick energy. And it's like, yeah.
Huh.
I can fuck a hot young girl.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, or guy.
Or guy.
Or
yeah.
guy.
Actually, it'd probably be a guy because if I'm honest, I really identify inside as a gay man. Mostly.
Yeah.
That also tracks me. Like, I get, like, I, yeah. That's why I was like, oh, I like this person.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But see, here's the thing though. Like, daddy means something. I think it means something. I'm so curious to talk about this because
yes.
I think
yeah.
it means something different. And there's also like various other iterations of daddy within
right.
the gays.
Mm-hmm.
And various uses of it that are different. So I'm like,
yeah.
oh my God.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually watched these last night
mm-hmm.
at our kitchen table.
Yeah.
And I had my laptop and my husband was finishing our tax returns on his laptop.
You were both just having a productive evening.
Right.
Yeah.
We had like a glass of wine and we were watching these and he would stop and he'd be like, okay, so I'm actually not hard right now watching this piece, but I have a question.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know, right? And I'm sitting, it, because this may be controversial.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't have qualified the first one as daddy porn.
Really?
Interesting. Now, when you say the first one, which one do you mean?
I'm sorry, the ethical.
The Cocky Boys.
Cocky Boys, which
yeah.
I'm a big fan of. Have
yeah.
Always, like, have a subscription.
Yeah.
Great. Know
yeah.
it very well.
What is that distinction to you or to the community?
I don't know. Community.
You have to speak for all of them.
How dare.
And if not, they're coming for you.
No, and they will. And they yeah. will fully come for me.
Yeah.
No, I think that I mean, I got it. Like, as the porn went on, as, like, at, like, minute 20, I was like, okay, I now get that, like, why this is qualified as, like, a daddy and son. But, like, it was more just, like, a power thing in
right.
that scenario. And then the second, less ethical one that made
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I
we'll
totally
to
understood
it.
That. We'll totally get to it.
Yeah.
But halfway through, I was like, no, you know, this is, like, just a guy I see out at Revolver. Like,
right, yeah.
He's, like,
he's just an older man.
But not even, like, he could be, like, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
and maybe
he could have been, like, late 30s.
He could have been late 30s.
Yeah.
Right, and if. And that was like the time when I called my husband daddy. He was like,
yeah.
oh, hell no.
Right.
He's
yeah.
like, you do not call me that yet.
What do you think? It needs to be much older, like 40s, 50s?
It doesn't, you know what? It's not actually an age thing. It's the way.
It's an attitude.
Yeah, it's a fucking attitude. Yeah. I thought he was just like a really generous guy.
Yeah, it was. It didn't seem super, you're right.
So how then do you qualify a daddy porn? Is it about the age thing? Is it about the attitude? Is it about the dynamic? Like, does it need to be more dom play?
Mm-hmm. It does need to be more dom play. Also, I think what he did get that sort of falls in the daddy zone is that, like, he was very much in control.
Yeah.
And but the other thing is I sort of have been thinking about this quite a bit recently. I think as dudes, mm-hmm. we're not taught to express our feelings and what we like and what we don't like.
Right. Yeah.
And so both of these examples, there was very little speaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wow. Like, mm-hmm. weirdly silent. And a big thing for me with daddy is actually saying it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I agree.
I counted, like, I don't think Tyler Rain. I don't think that he said daddy once.
No, he was pretty silent throughout the whole thing.
Mm. I mean, granted, he was also invested in different ways.
Oh, but, yeah. But, like, yeah, I felt like. It felt like a daddy situation or a daddy like relationship because Manuel Sky was like telling Tyler Rain what to do.
Right. But there needs to be some sort of vocalization of that on both ends. And I think he said boy once at the end. And I was like, great. So that's when the show started.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. 100%.
So that for me was why I was like, okay, so I'm not really saying it.
Mm-hmm. So it's just left of the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
do you go for daddy porn? Like, is that one of your search terms?
Okay, so I go for more specific daddy porn.
Right.
Tell us
because
there's a huge thing. So there's like silver daddy, there's like gorilla daddy, there's. Right.
Wait, I don't know what gorilla daddy is.
Gorilla daddy is like a super jacked, like, so not muscly, like jacked muscly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Beyond. Can't move like a gorilla, also maybe a little chest hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like. Usually shaved sides of the head.
Oh, very specific.
Like very close, like almost army crop kind of thing.
Tight cut.
Yeah, like so big that like you can't really like
they don't have a neck.
Arms. Right. And that like totally does it for some people.
Yeah.
No, I generally go for like muscle daddy.
Yeah.
And I think that Manuel Sky would probably qualify
as
in that
muscle
zone.
Daddy, yeah.
Yeah. And also silver daddy's a thing. I really like the salt and pepper thing.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm into that. That fits with the theme to me. Like a nice silver fox fits with the daddy vibe.
Yeah, 100%. Like
it helps enhance the fantasy of the elder gentleman.
He works hard for those silver hairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he has a bank account.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah. He definitely at least has a bank account if there's money in it.
Who knows, right? No, but I feel like that salt and pepper and that like chiseled jaw, like that's what, if I want like my full porn fantasy.
Yeah.
And also, that's what my husband's going to turn into.
Oh.
She picks them. but no, I usually search for muscle daddy. That's what I'm going for if I'm looking.
And muscle daddy usually means
just like
cut, not tremendously big or like jacked to a major extent.
Super,
but
like pretty cut, like, you know, like your pinup boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with like lots of abdominal muscles.
Of course.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. I'm just salivating. What's happening?
Is it warm
so
in here?
Am I. It's weird.
And usually paired with that, like just to make that person look bigger, they usually put somebody a little smaller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
In the twink realm or not quite?
Yeah, often.
Okay.
Yeah. That doesn't always do it for me. Like mm-hmm. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like.
A leaner guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody who's like a cyclist.
Mm-hmm. A nice, like, built hipster cyclist. He's a messenger biker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, fully
clean-shaven.
He's maybe
a vegan.
Fully vegan.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other conversation.
Or probably keto. I don't know, at the very least.
Yeah. Well.
Keto's so hot right now.
It is.
No, it's not.
Still don't understand what it is.
A little.
It doesn't work.
Is there keto porn? Maybe there is.
There surely is.
Yeah. There is.
So, a little bit of history.
Yes.
So basically, I found out. First of all, I didn't know that it went all the way back to the 1940s, post World War II biker culture.
Right.
Yeah. So it started basically from leather daddy. And by the 1950s, there were major gay biker clubs established in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York.
Oh, what's this?
Oh,
do you have a tote?
Wow, with a
Tom of Finland
leather daddy.
With a leather daddy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Speaking of Tom, we were talking about Tom Selleck last night.
Yeah,
daddy.
That's a daddy. Yeah. That's a daddy.
That's a daddy.
So yeah, so basically, it came out of leather daddy, and then. From leather daddy, like the biker culture, there was kind of like one vein went to more like leather and kink. And then daddy was, you know, opened up the door for like the daddy genre of just like a hot older, like not even necessarily older, but just like the attitude.
Yeah.
You know?
BDE.
Yeah. And so it's, I mean, in the gay porn culture, it's been around since, yeah, the 1970s. It's like the early gay porn industry was exploring the alternate representations of gay male sexuality and masculinity, and brought those ideals more into focus for mainstream gay community.
Wow.
Yeah, so the work of artists such as Tom and Finlan were all put into the gay community's cultural blender, and our modern conception of the daddy type is one of the long-term byproducts.
I feel educated now.
I know.
The Tom and Finlan Foundation House is here.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. You take tours. You can also, like, get gear and merchandise. It's really incredible because he was an incredible artist, and it's, like, a thing to do on Sundays.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll do that on Sunday.
Yeah.
If I can do it on Sunday.
I'll be here.
So, some facts a little bit. It's, first of all, women account for 37% of Pornhub visitors viewing gay male porn. I learned that, which is kind
That's
of insane.
An awesome stat.
And, but if for the year 2018, it was the fourth most popular search term. Daddy
really?
Was.
Really?
Yeah.
Specifically in the gay world.
Yes.
Gotcha.
For Do you think that's like politically insights. Driven at the moment? Like we're looking for somebody to take care of us, so we're searching for a daddy.
Yeah, all of our
I like that theory.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, you know,
nobody's taking care of me. Obama's gone, and now I just need a dad.
Yeah, I need someone to tell me that I'm special and to take care of me.
Does Obama count as a daddy, or is he too young?
That's
sign me up for that also.
That's a daddy for sure. On Father's Day, searches for daddy shot up to 1,361%.
That actually makes me a little uncomfortable.
I know.
Same with MILF. Yeah, it's weird.
What about that day that you're like, huh, you know what? I'm going to masturbate now.
Maybe it reminds you of your unresolved daddy issues. And then you're compelled to check something out that sort of plays on those.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's great, though. I guess that's somewhat healthy to a degree, right? Like, you're like, I'm thinking about this, and I'm going to do this now, and I'm going to act on
it.
And that's
okay. Out my feelings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a nice way to look at it.
Huh.
Yeah. Rather than just thinking about jacking off to your dad.
I mean, I could do that too.
Oh, no.
But I do that every day. Not just on Father's Day.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Do you have any more facts or fun things?
No. Should we jump to our search term showdown?
Oh, hell yeah.
Is it time?
It's time.
You know how this works, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled. And I might have done a few little researching on my own.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you have some?
I have like five or six that I were. I want to hear yours.
Okay, you jump in after I do a few of these. I have a question about this. We'll loop back to.
Okay, cool.
Daddy type fucks his chubby son.
Oh, but that's not nice.
So here's my question. He's a daddy type, but is actually fucking his son?
Yeah, but so he is a dad, but he's not necessarily
– But he's also a dad type.
Yeah, but he's not necessarily
a
daddy.
And it is also incest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like we're burying the lead on that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Or just completely – Wait, I have a question. This actually is a good time for the question. Okay. So son comes up a bunch in these. Is that strictly terminology, or is that like the porn world going fully into incest?
Okay, so honestly, I think there are communities within – and thank you, come for me, community. I'm ready.
Yeah.
But like I do – I know that there are communities where the daddy term and the son term are very strictly defined.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful and very respectful. And that's like something that if you're in that community, you're in the know and you've done your work and you've done your research and you have fellow community members who are reinforcing those archetypes. And then I think what happened is similar to like the cultural transfusion over the years. I think, you know, like the West Hollywood and the Chelsea, now Brooklyn Gay, have been like, great. Oh, daddy and son. And like that's kind of chic and cool. And I think that's the only difference. I don't think it's like an incest thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's like we've taken this from a stricter community within our community and we're appropriating it because it's easy.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is also just a general trend in porn of leaning into incest.
It's
or like
so
we have the stepdaddy porn
right
later
now.
That it's like we haven't done an episode specifically on that. And I fully want a psychologist on the show. We
right.
do.
Oh
like,
my God.
Talk
yeah.
about
yeah.
the like taboo
what that
impulse
is.
That drives that because it's huge.
And there is a taboo impulse behind the daddy son thing and behind like actually like even like when I'm like typing it into the search engine, I'm like, oh, this is not right. Like,
yeah.
I hope like nobody
feels
looks
a little
at
dirty.
This.
Yeah.
It's so weird because when I think of like daddy, when I like, I don't. When I call someone a daddy, I'm not expecting them to call me a daughter.
You know? No, so that's different,
yeah.
right? That becomes like almost – that becomes almost violent to
yeah.
me. I feel like I'm like, no, that's not how that goes.
That's not how it goes.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's different in the straight world.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
You know what also sucks? That guy was called Chubby.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah.
Fully rude.
So there's some body shaming in there.
Let him live.
Seems problematic. Teenage cum dumpster boy used by a horny daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cum dumpster.
Teenage cum dumpster.
I hope it's an 18. Yeah. Teenage. Yeah.
We always hope that.
Yeah.
We don't really get to know
on the aggregates, but we hope so. Yeah. The hungover groomsman comes.
Oh.
Oh, that's like a
poetic
little setup. An Ian Forster. Right?
Like, I didn't realize that it fully was.
It's like a beautiful novel.
It feels like a really like literature
Howard's
parody.
End.
Yeah, exactly. Howard's End.
That's a great porn name.
It is.
Howard's End. Mm-hmm. And it would be a gay isn't he gay?
Yeah.
Wasn't he closeted gay? What's his name?
Who?
There's a whole play about this.
Howard's End? The guy who wrote Howard's End.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
That he was closeted.
I am educated, but I don't know.
Matt Lopez play about this that I saw in London. I'm pretty sure it's that author.
I dress like
I am
educated.
Badly read.
Did you say Matt Lopez?
Yeah. Do you know Matthew Lopez?
Shout out to Matthew Lopez. I love Matthew Lopez.
Brilliant writer. He has a play that just closed in London called The Inheritance.
Yeah.
And it's the character in the play.
That is the idea, yeah. He is one of my favorite people.
Just a reminder for everyone listening, we all went to school for theater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, embarrassing.
Should we talk more about the West End or move on to porn titles?
Yes. Back to porn.
Okay, great. Gay Cartoon 1.
Cute.
I don't know what the daddy element
series.
Was. Yeah, okay. Gay Cartoon 1.
One, okay. Mm-hmm. The number one, right? Not like they won in a battle.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it looks like a franchise that they titled from
Go.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
You know, that they numbered initially. Or somebody just cut up a gay cartoon and numbered it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Part four is when the daddy comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I tee you up for your learn a term with the next one?
Oh, yeah.
If I spoiler a little? Spoiler
yes.
a little? Daddy breeding his boy hard.
Oh.
So I had heard the term breeders, as in straight folk.
Yeah.
But I had not heard breeding, and it popped up a couple times, and I looked it up and then sent it to Rachel.
Yeah, because I didn't know it either. And,
fill us in. Sorry, now I'm putting you on the spot.
You are. Let me find it in my notes.
Oh my God. I love – this is truly a learned – this is like a very common parlance thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know it. So breeding is unprotected sex between two men with the purpose of ejaculating inside each other.
Correct.
Does that hold – that holds with your understanding?
That holds with my full understanding of it.
Crazy.
Also a great term to be used in bed, like breed me, daddy.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Or I'm going to fucking breed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it gets really – like, that's, like, sort of, like, in the last third of the event, I would say.
Right, yeah.
Like, when it's imminent.
I also feel like in a gay –
it's happening. It's
gonna happen. I also feel like in a gay interaction, it's – like, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, no.
Oh, yeah.
I have an IUD, and you absolutely do not impregnate. What is happening
that
here?
That is such a huge decision.
You know what I mean? Like, I live with, like, a fear of getting knocked up.
It's so true.
So if someone was like, I'm going
to – we never really get to enjoy
when you said
that.
It just now, I got, like, a little quiver of, like heat, but actually, if it was said to be in bed, I'd be like, get out of my house.
Discomfort. You will change my life in a way that I'm not prepared for.
How
exactly dare you?
I am barely a grown up. Take that out of the dialogue, please.
Just remind me of something in the porns that I want to make sure that we discuss.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We'll come back to that. Family dick, a dirty trick.
Oh,
a rhyme.
A rhyme time.
Poem.
Dr. Seuss.
Wow. A lot of authors out there in this genre.
There's some creativity in this genre.
I have to say the grammar and everything is much better.
Yeah.
Than what we normally get.
Mm.
I have one more that I feel like ties back into something you just said long ago. All caps, hot. White jock dom's a barely legal Latino twink.
Oh, yeah.
All caps, very verbal.
Oh, okay.
They make a point to be like, this is a very verbal porn.
I like that. I like that they took the time to let us know that.
Because consider it.
Yeah. Because I like verbal. I like verbal porn.
Mm.
I want to hear people talk. I like dirty talk, you know?
Yeah.
I want to hear
Same.
What they're saying.
Yeah.
Be eloquent, too, you know?
Yeah, don't just go, yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck me.
I used to stress out so much about the prospect of dirty talking. I mean, I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, how do people do that? Like, what do you say? I remember that being, like, as stressful as, like, what are orgasm sounds?
Being in a long-distance relationship.
Performing my sexuality really stressed me
really
out.
Helped with that.
Oh, absolutely. I've since honed.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I am a writer and producer. And I have since.
Oh my God, I snorted. Like, I snorted. Sorry, that's no bearing on what you just said you do.
You just laughed at my aspirational career statement.
He was like, bitch, you have a porn podcast. Like, no, you're not.
I really am, though. I'm taking meetings.
You just said you're barely an adult.
Fair. I walked right into that one. But yeah, I can sext. I can sext with the best of them.
Fuck yeah.
I think I clam up a little more like, well, that's not even true. Mm. It's just not as eloquent. It's like sloppier, right. But it's so hot.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm speaking my dirty talk.
And sometimes something comes out where you're like, oh, I want to redo on that one. That wasn't as cute as I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, it sounded a little weird. Maybe I'll table that, come back to it.
Can I read one more and then I'm going to go to yours?
Yeah.
Ass splitting the car cleaner.
What? Ass splitting?
The car cleaner. I love when we get like a job description in a porn title. And car cleaner isn't even like the right word for that.
No, it's not.
Fucking specific.
Very specific.
But the car cleaner.
But I think the idea is like happenstance. Like it just.
He's bending
although
over.
From the thumbnails, we open on just like a naked guy cleaning a car. I don't want to say he's asking for it, but he's dropping some heavy hints.
Yes, he really is.
He's like, hey.
It's a little hot in here. Actually, it's probably a service. Like naked boys cleaning your car.
All over West Hollywood. Truly. Naked mates. Naked mates.
Oh,
it's a thing. And in New York, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look them up. Just Google.
I do need to get a car cleaned this week.
I do need an extra source of income. So.
Correct.
Speaking of being grown ups. All right, what do you have?
Okay, so I have, first of all, speaking of job description, daddy fucks a tech geek.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like they're usually lean and small.
I bet that started with a conversation about, like, how do I open my email?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's like,
please teach me.
I can't.
What are apps?
This iPhone's still locked. What unlock for me?
Where does the text go when I click cut copy? Oh, my God. Like, and then I got one that was a full run on. He has a small dick. Stop making an excuse that he's soft. You can see the veins.
Oh, that was the title?
Shall I repeat?
Yes.
He has a small dick. Stop making an excuse that he's soft. You can see the veins.
Wow.
So what about that makes me want to watch?
And what
the
about
porn?
It as a daddy?
Is that a
full curiosity.
Small dick fetish thing?
The thumbnail was a very large older man and a very young, skinny, pale gentleman.
Who had the small dick?
I'm unclear because I didn't want to click it.
Okay.
Both.
I have a deep fear that if I click the wrong porn, I will be arrested.
100%.
So I am very judicious.
Yeah.
That is a real fear.
I'm here to tell you that I've clicked on a lot of wrong porns since starting this podcast.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Still free, baby.
She's still on these streets.
Yeah, still out here.
Just like try to leave the country though, see what happens.
Yeah, it's true.
They're like, no.
When I did go to Walt Disney World recently, I was like, what happens if they just look at my ID and like something pops up somewhere? And they're like,
you can't be around children 100 yards.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, I have five that are just going to go for rapid fire. Give me that nut, daddy.
Yeah.
Father figure two. Oh, which reminds me of
two.
Father figure two.
Yeah. Like the song.
Father of the Bride, too.
Father figure, too. I went to Father of the Bride.
Steve Martin, Zaddy.
Zaddy. That's a Zaddy.
Oh, my God.
Silver daddy.
Full silver daddy.
Yeah. White daddy. He's got white hair.
Yes, he does.
White. I was like, he is Caucasian.
He is Caucasian. He's a white man.
My pool daddy.
Oh.
Injured daddy ass fucked his doctor.
Oh, I was like, injured. Oh, God. Yeah.
So I guess they were at the hospital and it turned into something
just
more.
Things heated up.
He must not be injured that badly, you know?
No, he had a brace on his knee.
Oh, okay.
So you can fuck with that.
Yeah, you can still get around.
And my favorite one was corporate attitude.
Oh.
That is like.
Well,
says it all.
Well, great. Now I'm wet. Yeah.
Corporate. I was like, basic instinct. Here we are.
Yep.
Corporate attitude.
Oh, he's got a corporate attitude.
Yeah, and they're all in suits.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very well done.
Yep. I like that.
Yeah.
Great. Should we take a little break before we get into the reviews?
That's a brilliant idea.
I know. Okay. I got to go masturbate to corporate attitude.
Okay.
Same.
So how long is it? 5:10?
Great.
See you soon.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Getting ready to talk about some porn.
Yeah. The first one we want to talk about.
Yes.
Is called, oh, damn it. Now
Manuel
I can reopen
Sky manhandles Taylor Rain. This is from Cocky Boys. Mm. Cocky Boys is an ethical porn platform, which means that there is a subscription, but like buck it up, pay for it. It's fucking worth it. Jake Jackson is the CEO, and his little blurb is that his work is dedicated to the health, creative, and erotic exploration of gay sex.
Mm.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I love that.
It's gay-owned and operated. Kind of has like a little documentary-style vibe sometimes when they do like their beginning interviews.
Yeah, it's like a brief, an intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really like it. So a brief little synopsis.
Yeah.
Taylor's describing that he likes older men. Manuel's like, how convenient. I like younger men. And then
what a shock.
I know.
How
and
convenient.
Then they get on down to fucking.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the plot.
That's the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all I need,
yeah,
honestly, two hot guys,
yeah,
talking about how they want to have sex with each other, and then they
Taylor's
do.
The younger one,
yes,
Taylor's the son, though not technically,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I still feel weird saying
you're a little tentative.
Yeah,
there's also a daddy hunter, somebody who looks for daddies, so maybe we could qualify Taylor in this as a daddy hunter.
Oh, that's yeah. That's another.
That's another collaborate.
What's that correlating term?
Yes,
got it,
yeah.
Got it.
Daddy,
he
hunter.
Was hot.
Taylor Rain.
I gotta say, yeah.
They both were hot. I was attracted to both of them. Taylor Rain kind of has like a little like Elijah Wood, like Frodo vibe, which I was really into.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't quite get, maybe that just because I'm just not into
it's
Elijah
the hair.
Wood.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. The hair is tufty in a way that Frodo's is.
It's got nice volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It actually didn't change very much over the course of the porn, which I was impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the hair and makeup person. some things that I liked about it. I mean, I really liked that they talked a little bit about it beforehand.
Yeah.
But I didn't necessarily need like Manuel Sky like for he got like a went off on a little tangent like talking about like a dynamic and I was like, let's just get to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A little more
yeah.
exposition than you needed.
And he also was like, their bodies are tight when they're younger. And I was like, Jesus Christ, if I've had a nickel.
He also said, like,
if I had a nickel, how many times I've heard a man say this?
You'd have a nickel.
Because my body's not that tight.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. Oh my God. No, you know what? He said something. Then he said right after that, they're like, they have such lean muscle. Also, so a thing that makes me
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. But he said they have such lean muscles so you can grab on.
Yeah.
And I, like, paused it, and I was like, I actually feel like, wouldn't it be the opposite? Like, there's not a lot to grab onto?
That's the whole point, I thought. Well, you'd have to grab, like, a whole, like, body section as opposed to, like, getting some...
Right.
Yeah, you're, like, grabbing...
I mean, like, love handles are called that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got the corner on holding on to something.
So I have this theory that something happens to, specifically men, because that's what I know, over the age of, like, 36, 37, where, like... A little bit, some collagen is lost.
I am right here. She's staring right at me and she's like, some collagen is lost?
No. Okay, sorry. Maybe it's more like 40.
36, 37 was very specific.
Sorry.
I was like, it's exact
tracking.
You're trying to drag someone else like, very specific.
I was like, I've had sex with people 35. And I was like, around the guy that I find was like 37. I felt like I noticed it more. By the time I got to 40s, I was like, yeah, that's a thing that happens. But I just feel like there's like skin you can like pull.
So what happens when the collagen's gone? The skin is stretchy? Is that what you're demonstrating?
And so that's what I feel like. He's like, you, like, when they're younger, their bodies are tighter and, like, you can grab on because you're not, like, slipping and just, like, grabbing, like, this loosey-goosey skin, which is, like, what happens sometimes when.
So now that Rachel is done coming for me, I am.
coming for you.
I also.
You look fucking great.
I also have a theory. Is my nipple out? It probably it constantly is.
Yeah, and guess what? Your titties aren't sagging.
You're in the right place.
Great. Good job.
Appreciate it. That's all I wanted, the validation. Yeah. I have an alternate theory to that.
Okay.
The skin. And I am not, I'm also not coming for Manuel Sky.
Yeah.
Often after gentlemen of a certain age have done steroids.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And they go off a cycle.
Yeah.
What happens is you lose water.
Oh.
And the skin becomes crepey.
Yes, that's what
and
I mean.
And then you can grab onto it. So
that's
that
what
is,
it is
my
okay.
theory.
Okay.
And, creepy, like crepey.
Yeah, and I've just never heard that word applied to skin, and it's quite descriptive.
So I see that quite often in gay men of a certain age who are very well built.
Okay.
Doesn't mean they, you do what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah. But that is, so that was something that I observed.
Okay, cool. Does that mean that?
I'm learning so much.
I'm glad I could be a resource.
Can I ask a follow up, not at all related question, but it is part of this porn?
Yes.
Double HJs, jacking off two dicks at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a big thing?
That happened. Yeah.
I was like, I would never occur to me to jack off my own dick as well as someone else's, but I am
like,
not
together,
a gay person
like
having
a dick
sex
sandwich.
I don't have a penis to begin with.
No, common occurrence needs lubrication.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, yes.
And it did make me worried. I was like, is there any lubrication? Like, because I was in the analytic mindset, I think had I been jerking off, I'd be like, yeah!
Right. Like, that's hot. Right.
So fucking hot.
I know.
But, yes, and at one point, I thought they were docking, which is also like a thing that I was like, oh, are they about to do that? Is this going to be a huge thing?
What's docking?
When.
Sorry. So,
he's mad.
I'm not actually a gay man.
Sorry. So when, so if one or both partners have foreskins.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm doing this like people can see what I'm doing.
Yes. Oh, I see. I know what you're going to do. Okay.
And you pull the foreskin of one penis over the head of the other penis.
Oh.
Yeah. That one I did.
And then
know.
You jerk off like that.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
So that's a version of mutual masturbation. That
yeah.
is.
Interesting. But that they didn't go there in this
Well,
one.
I think they did for a second, and I think they cut. Mm. I think they went to an
They're
edit.
Like, we'll use a different take.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they went to the double hand job.
Interesting.
Oh. Which was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, this porn was hot to me. I totally know. I mean, my biggest thing was like, Taylor Rain was pretty quiet. I did want him to say daddy. You know, I really, but I did like how much like Manuel Sky was like kind of directing the whole thing and telling him like what he liked. And, you know, like he really did manhandle him. Yeah, I thought it was hot. I really liked it. I like anytime, specifically at the beginning, because I really love anything that's like over underwear.
Yes.
And he kind of licked, like, he was, like, licking, like, his dick, like, through underwear. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that, I love that.
Yeah.
Just, like, the, like, leaving on, and even just, like, seeing, like, a boner through tight jeans.
Yeah, like, building really boner.
Yeah.
Through.
That's, like, a staple of gay porn, too.
Yeah.
Seeing it through the jeans. That's, like, a Tom of Finland, like, he drew that in, like.
It was huge.
Yeah. And now it's, like, a total trope.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I thought it was hot too.
Mm-hmm.
I was less personally drawn to Manuel than I was to Taylor. I thought Taylor was hot.
Interesting.
Yeah. But talking about this makes me feel like I I'm just saying this now. Like, mm-hmm. I have daddy vibes. Because I've never dated a significantly older dude.
Okay.
Like, that is not my move. I have a couple times dated younger guys or just sexed with younger guys.
I thought you meant sexting.
I was just trying to be cute there and it didn't work. And so I actually, like, really enjoyed, like, Taylor being, like, taken to town. Like, mm-hmm. I think there's a power dynamic there for me. That was hot.
I felt like the whole porn was about power. And honestly, when I said it, I didn't think it was that much of a daddy porn. I thought it was because it was mainly focused on the power, and it just so happened that Manuel was older.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think was missing?
The vocalizations, for sure.
Yeah.
And also, like, he was certainly being manhandled, but he wasn't being, like, disciplined. Do you know what I mean? And not in like a degrading way, but like in a mutual understanding, like, you are in charge fully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that was on both of them and maybe on the director.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also I wasn't sure if this was, like, I think especially with these two names, people go for the names.
Yeah.
I want to see Manuel Sky.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wait, what do you know about Manuel Sky? It's Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I had three logistical things about this that made me, I thought it was super hot.
Yes.
I was definitely more drawn to Manuel, mm-hmm. But that's sort of the guy that I go for anyway.
Right.
One of my huge, like, things that makes me, that takes me out of gay porn is when they shoot gay porn on white sheets.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. That's not a thing.
Messy.
And within the first moments. Like,
yeah.
Even if you were the most prepared.
Yeah.
And so that made me, like, terribly nervous. And then I realized, I was like, Philippe, calm down. They're going to edit anything like that out.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That made me really nervous.
You didn't tell yourself to calm down.
Actually, my husband was like, he, like, stopped. He was like, why are they on white sheets? And I was like, I know, right?
Wow.
Like,
this is a good point. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about that either.
And the second one was, you don't have, I mean, if you have white sheets, they're destroyed.
Yeah.
Like, they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
If you were a sexually active gay man having penetrative sex, you either have a top sheet or you have a leather sheet or you have something that's not white.
Yeah.
And so if you find Manuel Sky on Twitter, he is, I actually have to read it. It's so good. But there were a couple moves towards the end, like minute 18, that were very gymnastic.
Yeah, he's super acrobatic. At one point, Taylor Rayne has his hands on the headboard, and then he lifts him up, and he's, like, face down. He's, like, flying like Superman with his legs wrapped around Manuel Sky's waist.
Yeah.
And then there's another time where he just picks him up, and he's, like, legs in the – around his neck.
Yeah.
Taylor Rayne's legs are around his neck, his shoulders, and he's just, like, standing, fucking him up against a wall.
But notice that lasted for, like, 12 seconds because they're like, this is not sustainable.
Yeah, yeah. No one's actually enjoying this.
But his Twitter bio says, born to be, number 2B, porn, born to be porn and spiritual, freelance model, aerial acrobat, and yoga teacher. So my theory – is that this was a vanity ploy or a producer, like, he's a producer on it, and he was like, I want a moment where I can, like, lift this kid up.
Yeah.
Because he knows what he's doing.
That's in his deal.
Also, that takes a lot of strength on Taylor Rayne's part to be able to be fully horizontal,
three
feet off the bed, and with a big dick in your butt.
Right. Yeah.
That's true.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And he didn't, like, I was like, okay, he's just going for it. He didn't even break a sweat.
No.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was, like,
a lot of flipping around, you know?
Yeah, and I like that. That's hot.
Me too.
Like, just, like, throwing. Pull his leg.
Toss me around. Yeah.
Pull his leg.
Exactly.
But not in a joke way.
Yeah.
Literal way.
No, like, sweating again.
So wait, he's an aerial acrobat?
And a yoga teacher.
Interesting. Because
what do you think the hustle's like for an aerial acrobat?
Listen, I know a few.
Do you?
Oh, wow.
From Queen of the Night, can I say?
Yes, yeah, say it.
It's you were Queen of the Night?
I wasn't in it. I worked there.
Oh, wait,
I
we've done, like, this before.
Yeah,
my ex-boyfriend was in it.
Who? We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Because he will listen to this.
Okay, yeah.
So.
He
knows who he is now, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I've fucked a few people in it, so.
Just checking that you weren't Eskimo sisters.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be the first. Me and Laura are, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I fucked an aerial acrobat in Queen of the Night, and, like, he didn't have that body. He was very lean.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, like, that's
he looks more like Taylor Rayne, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's probably different kinds, also.
Did
you know,
big,
like,
dick, though.
Speed versus distance.
Yeah.
You know?
Endurance.
It's very true.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Endurance. Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking sprinting.
Yeah.
Were you a sprinter, Laura?
No, I did one season of cross country and I was pretty bad at it and I hated it.
I'm still proud of you.
I had other talents.
Some other things that I really loved.
Yeah.
I loved spanking. Anytime there's spanking in a porn, I'm fucking here for it.
Yeah.
I love to get my ass slapped. I ask for it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Usually throw in a daddy in there too. Mm-hmm. Spank my ass, daddy. It works for me.
Yeah, I wrote get it rhythmic slapping.
Yeah. some other things. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I didn't really need all of the shots of like underneath, like the actual like anatomical shots.
Really?
I don't need that to watch.
Yeah, that's not my I fully dig that.
Yeah.
And that's like another big trope in gay porn.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, of course. Well, yeah, in most balls. Porn there's going to be like a close up on the penetration and like balls banging around.
Right. I like wide shots of like action, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously like you can still see what's going on, but I also really loved that there was so much foreplay.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of foreplay.
It wasn't until like 16 and a half minutes in was when penetration started.
That's more than I usually need, but
really?
For this one, I loved it.
Yeah. I loved it. Maybe it was because it's like when I think of the foreplay that I like to watch, it's like, you know, I like seeing blow. I like dicks, you know? So it's like
two
dicks.
Do you like watching blowjobs?
Somehow
we've never talked about this.
I do sometimes. I don't like watching the blowjobs that are in mainstream porn where they're like.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't need that.
Like choky thing.
Yeah. Like I don't need to see someone
the mouth rapey vibe.
Right. Yeah. I don't need to see a woman like getting destroyed in her mouth.
That's fair.
But like someone who's like working a good, like giving a good blowjob.
And he
like,
was doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually skip the blowjob, but occasionally I'll stop by for tips, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I'll watch, like, oh, cool technique.
Yeah.
And specifically because this is gay porn, I was like, I got plenty to learn here.
I was shocked that they didn't start eating ass until, like, 12 minutes in.
Yeah,
that's
took
like
a
usually,
bit.
Like, a two-second thing.
Yeah.
Step or, like, two. The first thing.
Right. It's true. He had to be like, tell me what you want.
He's a very generous guy.
I know. He was. No, I have like, to say.
And the eye contact, I dug that, but I was also like, oh, he's, like,
they're checking
intimate.
In with each other.
Very, made me feel safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is obviously two people who are, you know, like consenting, first of all.
And seemingly enjoying
wanna
it.
Want to be fucking each other. Yeah.
I so believe I that they both enjoyed it and wanted to be there, which is the main thing I crave from a porn.
Exactly.
Just believability that it's enjoyable.
Exactly. I also love when someone is pleasuring someone else and then they're jerking off to it.
Yeah.
You know, which was a lot of that. Like, he'd be, like, sucking Taylor Rain's dick and then also, like, jerking himself
off.
Yeah,
fully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that in any porn. Straight porn, gay porn, all of it.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that, like, pleasing that person is so hot to you.
Yeah.
Because
it should be.
IMHO, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that you should be allowed to pleasure yourself in any kind of sexual interaction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Unless otherwise dictated by the rules. Truly.
Daddy's rules.
By daddy's rules.
Yeah.
Huge cum shot.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Explosive.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Taylor, you know, he had something to give.
Yeah.
You know, a modest amount of cum.
He had something to give.
He had a modest amount
he
of cum.
He came with his gift.
He
that
did.
Is, I'm going to do this again. That's also a physiological thing.
Oh.
When I often find that in Taylor's position, it is harder to come more because there is something jamming against your prostate.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That's funny. I would think the reverse, that some of your prostate worked would actually mean more cum.
It depends on the angle. It depends on the size of the
partner.
The partner. But I was like, oh, yeah, he's like, he's fully enjoying it, but also he's like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, he's
so
full.
So just, oh my God.
Yeah, he's full. That's funny because we just recently talked about this in female ejaculation. Which is like it when you stimulate like the female prostate is like you fucking squirt.
Yeah.
So you would think that, interesting. The prostate doesn't necessarily help your
but as
load.
You said, it depends on angle.
Yeah. Right. And look, I'm not a doctor. I
don't
know that.
None of us are fucking experts, you know? We're all just horn dogs.
Yeah. Full horn dog.
Yeah.
Manuel Sky did an A+ job with that cum shot.
Huge cum shot.
Very impressive.
Which is like what I'm looking
hard.
For.
That's hard. Like, that's like crying in the scene over and over again, you know?
I want an explosion of cum on me, you know?
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Or on me or just like in a porn.
Hashtag same.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm not usually here for the porn, but for the cum shot.
Yeah.
But I was impressed with this one. Yeah, I don't really care that much about it.
They're like cum shot compilation porns.
I know.
Oh, totally. We've even detailed a couple of those.
Mm. Oh.
Good fun. No, but yeah, that's just not my specific fetish.
Yeah.
I also skipped the blowjob list, I said. You know, there's specific.
To each
she curates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very, I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I curate.
All in all, I really liked it.
Same. Hashtag same.
Yeah, I wrote in all caps, this is pretty hot.
Me too.
Multiple times.
Me too. This is very hot. Yeah.
Shall we move on to my new stepdad as a pervert?
Yes. Here we go.
My new stepdad is a pervert.
A story by men.com. This stars Travis Stevens and Adam Hurst. Mm-hmm. Little synopsis, which they gave us. So kind. Cute twink Travis Stevens likes to record himself jerking off. When his new stepdad, Adam Hurst, stumbles on some of the footage, he can't help but get comfortable. Travis walks in on his big-dicked stepdad and offers him the real deal instead.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the summary.
Yeah.
Although there's some really key dialogue
it's
to feature.
So good. Okay.
To start it off, question number one, where are they?
Yes, that's my first question, because he's talking to his new wife.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'll check on him for the 50th time, which he says multiple times.
He's like, I miss you. See you when you get back.
So yeah, like, see you when you get back. He is clearly in a hotel.
Obviously in
wearing
a
hotel robe. So where are you?
Yeah.
Do you live in a hotel with your new wife?
What's happening?
I imagine they were at like Lake Tahoe as a family.
Oh,
and
sure.
She went out drinking with her college buddies.
Oh.
And they were like at home, bored.
See, this is what I thought. They couldn't afford to rent a house for the shoot.
That's also correct.
And so they rented a hotel room.
They were like, you know what? The DoubleTree has got fantastic rates. Let's just book two rooms over there.
Exactly correct.
They're like, fuck it. We get the right angles. We can just take one room.
My new stepdad is a pervert, brought to you by DoubleTree Hotels.
Yeah. And suites. Yeah.
Hotels. Also, what was like the voice that he was doing? That guy, he was like, he goes, hey, babe, how's it going?
he was deepening it. Was he putting on straight voice for his wife?
Yeah. Vaguely Southern.
For his beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was.
It was weird. It was like I felt like there was like a moment of panic.
I mean, that to me is like a more nuanced acting choice that I would have like put past this guy otherwise.
He suddenly just like was like, I have to make a choice.
You know, I think he gets an A for effort.
Sure.
Yeah.
As an actor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some other choice dialogue. So he goes into the other hotel room, the other part of the hotel room, and opens up presumably his stepson's laptop.
Weird looking laptop?
His like Dell like ThinkPad.
I think it was an iPad in a
With like a
case.
Mini keyboard or something. It was like a mini laptop.
It was weird.
And then he watches this video that
we couldn't see
Travis.
Yeah, and his first
has created of him masturbating.
Yeah, his first
says,
concern.
First,
yeah,
what? My couch?
Why I wrote it in all caps?
That's my couch. Why is that your first concern?
What? My couch.
Also, the first thing I do when I look for somebody is go into the room and sit on their bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, I wonder.
Let's just open up his laptop. He
also,
made
how
no
expansive
time
is this hotel room where, like, he was in the living area, goes into another hotel room, or another room in the hotel room, and then the stepson comes in after. Like, was he in the bathroom? That's the only other place he could have been, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't be watching this.
But
wow, that's my stepson.
Yeah, since I'm here.
Yeah.
Also, did you notice he couldn't swipe the iPad? Like, they got a shot over his head, and he was touching the iPad, like, with his fingernail, and it wouldn't move the little scroller. And
no.
I was like, I think that's another choice. I think he's like, this is, like, a technologically, like, unsophisticated stepdad.
Yeah.
He's dad.
Maybe.
So, A for effort.
I think they were very concerned about, like, the details of this reality. They also inserted some pretty aggressive exposition.
Yes.
Because stepson comes in and all in one breath says, you're my stepdad. You've been married to my mom for like a month and already you're in my room looking at my video.
Already.
But it's like,
so we're caught
that
up.
Are happening.
Thank you for relaying the situation as it unfolds, Travis.
Already you're watching my video. At least wait until a year in.
Yeah. Oh, God. Also, this is my favorite delivery of a line because I think Travis just gives up. You probably know which one I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and recreate it.
I believe in you.
There's no way I'm going to let you walk out of here with your big cock.
It's pretty accurate.
Like defeated?
Yeah.
Like sad about it?
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to let you walk out of here with your big cock.
Yeah.
Like he gave up.
Yeah. And then he goes.
And then he
goes
down on him.
And he goes, he goes,
can I suck it?
Yeah. Can I suck it?
Yeah.
Well, then he like pushes him down.
Yeah.
Right. which he was clearly directed to do because he does not seem motivated to. Yeah, he's uncomfortable with it. He's like, this is a really bold choice, this is, and I just don't.
The whole thing just felt uncomfortable.
Well, the dad also, like, essentially coerced him.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll forget that you made this video if you forget that I was sitting here watching it. And I was like, also, you were jerking off.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're just going to breeze past that point?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't just watch it. You took your dick out and you jerked off
and you were, like, going hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, terrible commitment, unenthused. And do we think either of these people are these performers are gay?
I think I had the same question.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think that maybe the son is.
Yeah.
I have question marks about the father, although he seemed to be really
into it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was just because he's a performer and he was like, I'm just, I'll do a gay video, whatever.
Yeah. I think that the sun is.
Yeah.
I feel like the internet could tell us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it occurred to me that I could check that. I actually didn't think about it. I was like, clearly they're gay.
really?
I'm told they're gay.
So I
just
believe
by
it.
The scenario.
Suspension of disbelief.
The thing that really got me, though, he makes him stand up.
Oh, wait, I know where
And then
going.
He turns around.
No.
And then he just dips his toe.
Right
into his butthole. Like he's checking
testing
the temperature
waters.
Of a pool,
I just wrote
just
toe in the
dipped
butt.
Dipped his toe in his butthole. Like, doop, doop. He duped him.
Why, though?
Why?
Just making sure it's there?
Like, it wasn't even like he was, like, trying to, like, stimulate his butt or anything, or he was, like, going to put his toe in there. He just went, like, doop, doop.
It was almost like he didn't want to touch it with his fingers. So he was like, if I open it with my big toe, I'll still get the view.
I'm not gay if I only use my foot.
Exactly.
Like, what is
And then when he starts fucking him, his, like, body is, like, weirdly, like, he's, like, concaved his like body in and he's kind of like humping. It was like almost like he was trying to like
flex.
Not have he was like trying to like but it was like it felt like he was trying to keep his body away from like the sun,
like keep
as
a weird
much
like distance
as possible
just,
and just have his dick kind of like poking in and out. It was so weird.
Did anyone else notice that he is an eco-friendly performer?
No.
What do you mean?
If you go back, he has a big tattoo of the recycling symbol on his right shoulder. And it is prime view. Halfway through, Eric, my husband, he stops and he goes, is that the Captain Planet? I was like, no, that's just the recycling thing that we see on the recycling bins. So he is.
Your husband associated it with specifically Captain Planet? He's like, that's Captain Planet. I was like, well, it is a whole other thing that Captain Planet's about.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I was big Captain Planet.
Hey, Captain Planet worked. It worked.
It trained a whole generation.
Jesus.
To recycle.
Here's the other thing that I actually, thinking back on the other. On our first one, I was surprised to see condoms in either of these porns.
Yeah, that was. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, both of them had condoms.
Really
had
shocked.
Condoms.
Yeah, that's like not common anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't find that common in straight porn.
Never. You never see condoms.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally you do, but usually I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah,
I'm bad about that.
We got tools for
I mean,
this.
Me too. Yeah. In real life. Remember when you said we talked about breeding, and me and Laura started sweating?
Because
we're not pretty good, not very good.
Well, but also, like, there is a thing, like, in, again, come for me community, but in the gay community, there is, especially in big, large cities like Chicago and LA and New York, most sexually act, not most, I don't know the statistics, many gay men are on PrEP.
Oh, right.
Right? Which, which is good and bad.
Change the game,
Which has changed the game. And so, because they're looking for that sort of, like, raw is the term, experience, right?
Yeah, everyone prefers to not use a condom.
Correct.
Yeah. You know?
We're not endorsing
not
using a condom.
Yeah.
Be very clear, practice safety.
And if you do use a condom, get them from Lola.
Yes.
Our sponsor.
Our actual sponsor.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
They're really nice condoms.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a shock to me. I was like, oh, this is porn. And
yeah.
Yeah. Were any parts of this porn hot to either of you?
No.
I actually...
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
At the end, I got into it. I got into it. I did. This is weird and not real and probably just me, but I felt like Travis, became like a different boy. He just looked different up close. Like when we were starting with the wide shot and he's like, I feel like he was going for like teenage skater vibes.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what that, but he was sort of like doing a sort of like lanky, I could give a shit kind of thing. Slash maybe that was just like his acting style. But then when we got to fucking and like saw him more up close when he was like being fucked from behind,
He came to life.
He's somehow hotter now.
Yeah. Well, they clearly both knew what they were doing. They were at like equal levels of experience.
Yeah.
And that for me also killed the daddy son vibe because I was like, okay, well, no, son doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, daddy isn't that like domineering or isn't that like instructive?
Yeah. Until like minute 20. And this is a 22 minute video. Like minute 20, he says something like, he like, lick it dry, boy.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Lick it dry.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That we're both shook.
Yeah.
I'm shook too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that, I was like, okay, that was hot. That was hot. Good job.
Yeah.
Like, minute 20, 21. Mm-hmm. And then it was over.
Yeah.
And then maybe you want to speak to the last three lines of dialogue that made me profoundly uncomfortable.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Which were, let's not tell your mom. And then Travis is the younger boy.
Yeah.
He says, next time, let's just film it though. And then the dad ends it and goes, ooh, I knew you were such a little freak. And I was like, oh my God.
Whoa.
No.
I feel problematic.
Yeah.
Things about this. And that was, and then it just faded out on them laughing.
Just let us to think about that and then like check out the Michael Jackson documentary.
Jesus.
And then I clicked.
Don't tell mom.
Yeah. Don't tell mom. The moral of the story is don't tell mom.
Oh, and God. Also, again, it was on white sheets. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, weird. Well, hotel. Doubletree.
Hotel.
Doubletree, we have notes.
Yeah. You only got white sheets.
Yeah. I felt profoundly uncomfortable with most of this porn.
Me
too. Yeah, I felt like it was
coercive. None of it felt hot to me. It just felt like very disconnected sex between two people.
And somebody who I was just a little unclear as to whether they were of age or not.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That made, like, from the get-go, I was like, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know if he's 18 and he seems very experienced.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He's been out there in the streets.
Oh, God.
On the streets of, like,
she
Tahoe.
Says, sadly.
Yeah.
The little match boy.
Yeah. Please, sir.
Oh, God. Anything else about this porn in particular?
I can't get over the dipping of the toe. That just.
Yeah, it really set us up for what we were getting into.
Yeah.
It really set the tone.
Yeah.
If someone ever did that to you, well, I would just leave.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm good.
Was that your fucking toe?
How dare you?
Was that your fucking toe?
Yeah.
How dare you? Put a tongue in there if you're going to do it.
Discuss our fetishes before we just spring them on someone.
Right.
Make sure that you have a pedicure, right? Like, his toenails were not out of control, but they were not short.
They could be long.
Yeah.
You can get infections.
I didn't see a sheen on them.
Warn me a little bit. Let's talk about it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so what do we think? Are any of these?
Either of these?
Either of these going into your spank bank, guys?
Philippe, kick us off.
I would say the Manuel Sky will go into my spank
bank.
Yeah. Also because you provided me with a handy log into Cocky Boys. So
it's only there for a week.
No, I'm teasing. I know.
But, it's only there for a week.
You have it for a week, so.
Oh, good to know.
You rent it.
Okay.
Locking out right now. No, I think the Manuel Sky will go in there, namely because I felt like the eye contact was super sexy.
Yeah.
I also felt like the full generosity. I get older, I'm like, it's important that both people are being taken care of. But sometimes you want to be taken care of, and that's cool if you're with a consenting partner please me.
Yeah.
And also I just kind of dug. By the way, they both had huge dicks.
Huge.
Yeah. It is porn after all.
Yeah.
She's a size queen, and I was like, oh.
I know. I was like, I think I wrote down, Jesus, Manuel's got a huge dick.
Yeah.
So that will go in my spank bank. Unfortunately, stepdad will not.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. You know what? I got to say, I jerked off to the Manuel Sky Taylor Rain one.
Oh,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's in there.
Yeah. It's officially in there on Mace Day.
Yeah.
We played it during sex.
Yeah.
It's
hot.
Oh, nice.
It's hot.
Yeah.
I masturbated to it.
Nice.
I liked it.
Glad we set off the evening for you.
Yeah. I'm a woman that likes to watch gay porn.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, so yes, the Manuel Sky is also going in my spank bank. And I feel like I've watched gay porn before, but haven't really delved in deeply. And I feel like I'm a convert. I think gay porn is finding its way into my canon in a meaningful way.
I mean, as we found out earlier, there's a lot of women out there watching gay male porn.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
The Kids Are All Right was on to something. You remember that movie?
I don't.
You see that movie?
I don't, but.
It's Julianne Moore and
Mark Ruffalo.
Right.
Annette Bening. Wait, who'd you say? Yes.
Mark Ruffalo, right?
Yes. Mark Ruffalo. But specifically Annette Bening and Julianne Moore are a lesbian couple.
Right. Yeah.
And they watch gay porn and start fooling around. And then their son, like, finds it later and, like, has questions about why they were watching male gay porn.
Yeah, two lesbians.
They're like,
well,
authentic. You want to believe that they're, you know, like, a lot of lesbian. But they sort of start to explain why they don't watch as much lesbian porn, which I thought was a really funny, like, specific, like, couple thing.
Yeah.
It was nice texture. Anyway, now I'm just reviewing Kids Are All Right.
That's okay.
Which is not a porn, to be clear.
Does have some sex scenes, but not officially a porn.
So yeah, definitely Manuel Sky manhandling Tyler Rain and Taylor Rain. And not my new stepdad is a pervert. Sorry. Yeah. That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Just a reminder, the porn that we endorse, the one from Cocky Boys, is going to be on our website, also in our episode description. There is a subscription, but it's totally worth it. I can't recommend Cocky Boys enough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while you're looking at the episode description, why don't you, like, subscribe to the show? I don't know, it's a crazy idea.
I did.
Slide over to that rating section, write us a little note.
Yeah.
You know, tell us how you feel. Maybe, like, throw us...
Give us your
5 stars or
right.
so.
Right. Give us your search term, your porn star name, a note. I don't know. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. And you can find us at girlsonporn.com.
Thanks so much for listening. This has been Girls on Porn.
The only GOP that's actually good for women.
Bye.
And gays.
Everyone.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.